KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, with cloudy skies, dense fog here in Atlantic, less than one quarter of a mile of visibility. There is a dense fog advisory until 10 a.m. for Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. A new emergency notification system that replaces Code Red was launched Tuesday in Pottawatomie County. Emergency management officials say that the system is part of a growing statewide notification system known as Alert Iowa. Currently, 80 out of Iowa's 99 counties have it or are in the process of implementing the statewide emergency notification system. Pottawatomie County activated public access and registration to the new system on Tuesday. Officials say the existing Code Red alerting system will remain in place over the next couple of months as citizens register for the new system, and then that program will be eliminated. Residents will be able to choose from the types of alerts they receive, such as for severe weather, 911 outages, or winter storms. They can be sent to your landline and wireless phone, by text message, email, fax, and social media, among the many different methods. Photo, video, and audio links may be included in the alerts at future times to help residents better understand the situation or where to get additional information. To register for the Pottawatomie County Emergency Alert Systems Alert Iowa, you can visit www.pottcounty.com, the Emergency Management Facebook page in Pottawatomie County, or homelandsecurity.iowa.gov. A statewide tornado drill will take place this morning in Iowa and Nebraska. The drill is part of Severe Weather Awareness Week and is designed to inform residents on what they should do if a tornado threatens their area. Beginning at 9:50 this morning, the Severe Storms Prediction Center will coordinate with the Iowa and Nebraska National Weather Services offices about a test tornado watch for both states. At 10 a.m., the SPC will issue a test tornado watch for Iowa and Nebraska, and the test watch will be tone alerted on your weather radios as well. And at 10:10, the Sioux Falls and Omaha offices of the National Weather Service will issue test tornado warnings for their Iowa-related counties. And at 10:15, the National Weather Service in Des Moines and Quad Cities will also issue test tornado warnings for the counties that they cover. The test tornado watch will expire at 11 o'clock. And at 10:30, the Weather Services will issue a statement terminating the test warnings. And if you're unfamiliar with tornadoes, which you probably should be by now, a tornado watch is issued when conditions are favorable for the development of tornadoes in and close to a watch area. They're generally issued for the duration of 4 to 8 hours, as well as well in advance of the actual occurrence of severe weather. A tornado warning is issued when a tornado is indicated by radar or sighted by spotters, and you should seek shelter immediately. And a tornado emergency is issued by the National Weather Service. It's used to highlight a confirmed tornado, which is expected to be strong and violent. Well, sheriff's officials in Cass County report a Nebraska woman was arrested Monday on a Cass County theft warrant. 42-year-old Amy Louise Springer of Omaha was charged with felony theft in the second degree. The charge stems from the theft of cattle from Friend Brothers Farms in January, at which time 57-year-old Irvin John Jacob of Omaha was also charged. Springer was taken to the Cass County Jail and held on $5,000 bond. An Atlantic man and a woman were arrested Monday on theft charges. The police department says 25-year-old Brittany Sampson was taken into custody on a Cass County warrant for theft in the fifth degree. She was booked into the Cass County Jail. And 31-year-old Brian Kirby of Atlantic was arrested for theft in the fourth degree. He was also booked into the Cass County Jail. The Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education will hold a special session Thursday evening at the high school. During the meeting, which begins at 6 o'clock in the high school media center, the board will act on ratifying a 2015-16 tentative agreement with the district's non-certified employees. During their meeting held on March 15th, the Atlantic School Board voted against ratifying the non-certified contract, which called for a 47-cent per hour increase in pay. Board member Phil Haskell said at the time that he'd struggled with the increase, and other board members agreed. In the funeral announcements, Mildred Arkfeld, age 92, of Panama, died Sunday in Harlan. A massive Christian burial service for Mildred Arkfeld will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Panama. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Herman Richards, age 86, of Coon Rapids, died Monday at Thomas Rest Haven. Funeral services for Herman Richards will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Levi Ackert of Green, Iowa, and formerly of Avoca, died Monday in Waterloo. Funeral services for Levi Ackert will be held Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. There will also be a memorial service on Tuesday, March 31st at 11 a.m. at the Green Community Center in Green, Iowa. Margaret Reimer, age 90, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Heritage House. Memorial services for Margaret Reimer will be on Friday at 10 o'clock at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has the arrangements. Lenora Jensen, age 90, of Manning, died Sunday at the Manning Regional Health Care Center. Funeral services for Lenora Jensen will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Presbyterian Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Loretta Schramm, age 94, of Manila, died Sunday in Texas. Funeral services for Loretta Schramm will be Saturday at 10:30 at the United Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home of Manila has arrangements. Betty Lynn Foose, age 56, of Omaha, died Saturday. A memorial service for Betty Lynn Foose will be this Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Marie Catherine Vondrasik Dugan, age 100, of Earlham, died Friday at the Stewart Community Care Center. And per her wishes, no services will be held for Marie Catherine Vondrasik Dugan. The Johnson Family Funeral Home, Earlham Chapel, has arrangements. And Walt Ambrose, age 68, of Walnut, died Tuesday at Methodist Hospital in Omaha. Services for Walt Ambrose are pending. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.